The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, October the 5th. My goodness.
Did you hear Major Slurpage just then?
October the 4th, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bad Bob's going, what? I slept through another day. Speaking of Bad Bob, good morning.
I have to tell you that night before last, something woke me up, and I looked at the clock without my glasses on, and it said, the clock display was reading 0023. I thought it said 0623. Uh-huh. You think about popping up out of bed going, and then, you know, I finally got the glasses on. Oh. Well, it took me like an hour to get back to sleep after that because of the adrenaline blast. But good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com on your computer. Go there and click on to the chat room as Indie Guy and Sun Gold and a couple others have already done. Good morning to our chat pack.
We love you guys.
And speaking of loving guys, here's Linda.
Good morning. Currently 54 degrees. We've got a great show ahead of you today. Of course, we're going to be covering a lot of things that have been going on in the news, but we have a special guest in to talk about some of our favorite things that we, in fact, we got really turned on last year by going to the Rose Society, bought a bunch of roses, so we're going to be talking about upcoming shows. We also have some calls coming in through some things that are going on locally in town. Wanted to let you know about the weather today. We're going to have high, we're going to get around 64, 20%. Chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high of again near 64, calm and becoming southwest winds around 7 to 10 miles per hour, and there's going to be new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible tonight. Looks like we're going to get to be around 50 degrees.
Okay, and let's talk about some things that are happening tonight. City Council meeting is going on at 6 p.m. tonight. They're going to be talking about the Veterans Museum. Should the veteran, you know, even though it is not a something on their docket, there's going to be a lot of people addressing this. The city sent a cease and desist letter, by the way, and from further research and found out that various people in the leadership areas there at the city staff and the city council had never seen that letter before. It went out to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center saying cease and desist by sometime in October. I say the 22nd could be the 27th. All they had to do, my friends, was walk down the hall and say, and go to the city council and just say, and leave a little message there. Hey, you know what? We need to rezone them. We don't need to put out a threatening letter, which of course, that never crossed their mind. And if you look at the blog on Reading.com, Time Under the Helmet, you know, with horror, they found out there was even a Veterans Museum out there, even though they've given them awards. But here's the bottom line. 6 p.m. tonight, go down to the city council, stand in there, and just see if they decide to do the rezoning. Now, the rezoning, from what I understand, also costs $10,000 for this. Something else to hand over to the veterans. Anyway, this should be an interesting meeting. Now, one of the things they're not going to do is, we talked yesterday strongly about Hawes, the Glenn Hawes grazing permit that was a contract given to him for $3,000 a year, even though there was other ones for $4,000 a year. And why was this done? What was the background about it? Why was it going to be in a closed session? Anyway, Councilman, that's what I understand, Dick Dickinson, has pulled that. Said, hey, we need to take a look at this contract a little bit closer. And it's a great idea. We're going to talk about it later. That's a great idea because you need to take a look at anything where you've got a county supervisor gaining a monetary profit off of city land that taxpayers pay for. All right? Okay. Now, we do have a whole lot of things we're going to be talking about today. Ron Paul. Is he real? Is Herb Cain real? But we're going to talk about those. But first, we're going to talk about something that's really real. Wells Fargo and Susan Eastman with the Market Minute.
Right, this is real. This is real. The stocks and commodities are under pressure this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 184 points at 10,471. The S&P 500 is off 17 points at 1,082. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 19 points at 2,316. Gold is down $10.10 an ounce at $16.47.60. Silver's down 73 cents at $30.06. Crude oil is down $1.50 at $76.11 per barrel. Some of the biggest movers today, Ford is down 18 cents at $19.19. AT&T is down 54 cents at $27.62. And ExxonMobil is down $1.61, trading at $69.54. Turning to local stocks of interest, PG&E is down 90 cents at $40.54. PepsiCo is down $1.50 at $58.79. And Bank of Commerce is positive 3 cents at $3.21. And in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.73%. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Susan. I think. I mean, my goodness. Everything is down. But the good thing is the price of oil is down. It's like 75 bucks a barrel. That's, you know, remember when it was up to 100 here a few months ago? So that should help people. If that drop in price carries all the way through to the gas pump, And we're never too sure of that. All right, when we come back, we've got people here talking about nice things, but we're going to be talking about a number of other topics that touch on everybody, including the supervisors meeting today at 9 o'clock. They're going to be voting on Churn Creek Bottom. And if you've got a dog in that fight, maybe you ought to get there. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:12 in the morning on October the 4th, and this is Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering a new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back. I jumped right in there. Currently 54 degrees, 7:15 here on KCNR 1460. And the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We have a lot of good things going on up there this month of October.
The 15th?
Yeah.
It's
also like a Renaissance fair
type of thing.
Set course. We just got the invites now, so we'll be mass emailing that. Well, you want to talk about special. You want to talk about things that smell good and look good and make you feel good. I have to tell you, we went last year. It was the Rose Show. And this morning with us is Carol Schmitz and Bob Parker. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are so fun. And so, Carl, last year I said, you know, I drove up the KCNR truck. And I thought, okay, I'm really in a hurry, which is, you know, people who know me know that I'm trying to always sandwich things in. And, my God, whose house was that last year, can we say?
The spring that the Rose Tour was at Linda Walton's house.
Okay, Rose Tour. Okay, but coming up now, we're going to be on October 8th. It's the Roses and Quilts Show.
Exactly.
So you're here to talk about the Shasta Rose Society, and it's an annual Rose Show. And you're joining with the Quilt Show. Share that with our listeners, please.
We're joining with the Quilters Society this year just because they have several quilts, and I think they're going to hang about a dozen quilts that use roses and flowers, and they'll be hung around. That'll be the backdrop for the actual Rose Show. And the actual Rose Show, of course, was started by Bob Parker.
Bob.
Long time ago.
Rockstar Bob. Rockstar of the roses. Go, Bob, go.
Yeah.
He is, man.
The Rose Show, we have judges come from out of town to judge the best roses that the public's welcome to enter and our members enter. And they just judge them on the quality of the bloom, the fragrance, not the fragrance. The public judges the fragrance,
mm-hmm.
but the judges judge everything else.
Well, you brought in some, Carol brought in some beautiful, three beautiful homegrown. What are they? They smell so good. They're roses, but what's the name of this?
So that particular one is called Tiffany.
Tiffany.
And it's a very fragrant rose.
Oh.
And I just thought of Linda when I picked them.
Oh, you're so touched. Well, let me tell you, we bought, there was a gentleman, in fact, when we went to the Rose tour last year, it feels like that was just a few months
ago.
That
was the spring.
Okay, so we came
to
the Rose.
It was just a few months ago.
All right, well, so I'm not that far off. There was a gentleman who evidently was selling his home and having to what it is when you, what's the word am I trying to say?
Downsize.
I was going to say pare down, but I'm not playing cards right now. There were these rose bushes that he allowed you to dig up from his home, and we got those rose bushes.
You got some of them, yes.
We bought some of those rose bushes, and I will tell you right now that we have had just a joy. Nothing's ever been sick. I think we bought 10 or 12 rose bushes from you that we planted in our backyard, and we've enjoyed several fresh blooms.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, we've had five or six of them growing.
You love
all
it.
Summer. I do. I go out and water them extra.
He does. And that's a nice way to decompress, you know. All right, so we're talking about the Roses and Quilt Show that's going to be happening at the First Presbyterian Church. That is going to be open free to the public.
It's free to the public.
And this Saturday.
It's a great opportunity just to see the roses. Also, we'd like to invite, right, Bob, the public to bring in any rose that they don't know what it is. We'll try to, I mean, no guarantees, but we'll try to identify it, or heaven forsake that you have some problems with roses.
Or even if you have some roses that you think are really, really nice, as long as you know the name of the variety, we're encouraging the public to bring entries to the show. And
We provide the vases and everything else for them. So all they have to do is know the name of the rose, bring it in. We'll help them get it ready to show, and we have the vases there.
You know, what a beautiful society. You know, it's just a kind of a world, make the world a better place, you know, with, you know, these fragrant you know, I'd want to call them plants or bushes. I mean, what do you call it? It's a rose bush.
Happy bushes.
Happy bushes. You know, it's a I want people to realize that, you know, we've got...
It's in your happy place. It's your happy
Bob
bush.
Parker here. He's like the, you know, the skilled surgeon, the skilled technician on how to, you know... you can't get any more knowledgeable than Bob Parker and his sidekick, Carol.
Exactly. Bob's the master.
Okay, so we're going to have the Rose and Quilt Show, which is going to be at the First Presbyterian Church on Placer Street, right up the street from us. And it's going to be Saturday, October the 8th. It starts at 1 o'clock and goes to 5 p.m. Entries are open to the public. You have great raffle prizes, and you need to call
Carol Schmitz. Give Carol a call.
242-1901.
The reason I say call me is if you do think that you want to exhibit, we have schedules because there's all kinds of categories to exhibit in. There's challenge classes, there's novice classes, and then there's, for those of us who exhibited before, the amateur class. And anyone can exhibit in almost all of those.
Hey, do you have, like, over age 63 but under age 64, former Marine veteran with two tours in Iraq?
We have a special...
No, but we could arrange that, Carl.
I'd really like to be able to maybe finish in the top three. The thing about when you compete is finding the right class to be in. Sometimes you have to rewrite your whole class. Hey, we're so happy you stopped by.
Again, you guys, we love it. We love all that you do, and to make our North State a beautiful place, we always make me happy when I see you, of course. And thank you for bringing the Tiffany roses. They smell so wonderful. And, you know, again, just in case you're tuning in, we're talking about the Roses and Quilt Show, which is going to be this Saturday from 1 to 5 at the First Presbyterian Church on Placer Street. That's in Reading. And it's free, folks. And, of course, you can call Carol Schmitz at 242-1901. That's 242-1901.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Go Rogue!
Carl and Linda Bott, 7:22 in the morning, October the 4th. When we come back, was it illegal to kill Alawaki terrorists that's attacked, that planned attacks on the United States because he was an American? Yeah, let's talk about that when we get back. This is Free Fire Radio.
Did you kiss your wife and tell her that she's pretty? Did you take your children to your breast and love them tenderly? You got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings every day.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day. Be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, publisher of MyOutdoorBuddy.com, your host for North State Outdoor News from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings at KCNR, 1460 on your radio dial. Our show will be forward-looking, fast-paced, and packed with info you can use for the weekend and the week ahead. And please support our sponsors, including Rolling Hills Casino and the Clear Creek Sports Club in Corning. And don't forget to join us Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news from MyOutdoorBuddy.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:25 in the morning, October the 4th. Carl and the Bot chat pack is going at KCNR1460.com. Just hop in there and just join us. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we have a caller here. Frank, good morning.
Morning.
Well, good morning to you. Isn't that a great rainy few days here in Redding?
It is. Yes. You know, I wonder if it's going to start now. Somebody says it'll be up to 80 again in a couple weeks.
Well, it is. I went on a 10-day weather forecast on Google, and we're clearing up about Thursday or Friday.
Wow.
And for the rest of the month, it looks like. So that leads me into why I think people should come out on Wednesday, October 12th, at the Atrium, this wonderful, beautiful event center in downtown Reading, which probably a lot of people don't know about. It's underneath Leatherby's downstairs that has been redecorated a few years ago. And on Wednesday, October 12th, from 6 to 9, the Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County is having a wonderful fall event, an evening with Democrats. But, hey, we will welcome any party affiliation, let me assure you. We're going to have an incredible silent auction of local artists and their art. I can't believe what has been donated. Desserts made by local persons, shall we say celebrity desserts, and then baskets of incredible gourmet items, a wine bar, live music. And our guest speaker from Sacramento is John Vigna, who grew up here in Reading, graduated from Enterprise High, went to Sacramento, went through all the political stuff, and he's now the speechwriter for the Speaker of the Assembly. So he's our little local celebrity, and he'll be one of our guest speakers along with Jim Reed. So it's a very nice evening, 6 to 9, on Wednesday, October 12th. It's only $20.11. Get it? 2011. And we'll kick in the 11 cents if they don't have it.
And this is a fundraiser for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's
and,
okay.
You know, we gotta,
don't be
we
ashamed.
Catch up with you Republicans out here. Come on.
Yeah, don't well, be Frank, ashamed. Come on, Frank. Stand up. You know, be proud here.
Yeah, we're community radio.
I'm standing right now, in fact.
Okay, tell us the date and time again for those who
that's
like.
That's Wednesday, October 12th, 6 to 9 at the Atrium, that beautiful event center downstairs in the downtown mall.
Okay.
Off the promenade.
Okay.
All these great names, huh?
All right.
Hey, I see Obama has said that he is an underdog here for the election.
Well, that's strategy. That is called strategy.
Yeah, is that right?
You always say you're the underdog, and then all of a sudden, boom, you've won.
Well, you are kind of the underdog, though, when your popularity is down so huge.
Yeah, exactly.
And they put any Republican running against him wins, including underdog.
Should be an interesting election, I mean, for all... For all people who are involved in watching and listening, because it is there's a lot of Democrats that seem to be kind of uneasy and not happy with the way things are going. They thought it was going to go a certain way, and there's Republicans who don't like anybody who's running. So it's this really what's going to unfold before us is really going to be fascinating to watch.
Oh, it is. And when you look back at prior elections, it's very similar. We've gone through this process many times.
Yeah.
And then when election year comes, the picture changes, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Begins to reshift.
Yeah. Well, we need viable parties, that's for sure. Hey, Frank, exactly. Thanks so much for calling. That's October the 12th at 6 p.m. right at the Atrium.
Yes. Hey, thank you, guys.
All right,
you
Craig.
All right, take care. All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about Big Bike Weekend. We got another couple announcements we want to make here.
We have tickets to
a couple of tickets to give away, too.
For the Republican.
But we can do that afterwards.
Politics in the park as well. So, you know, we cover them all here.
We cover it all. Hey, this is Carl in the Bot. 7:30 in the morning. This is Fox News. When we come back, we're going to be talking Big Bike Weekend and a couple other big events that are going on.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is sharply lower in early morning trading as concerns over the European debt crisis continue to take a toll, with the S&P reaching bear market territory. And investors are also keeping an eye on Capitol Hill as Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke prepares to testify before Congress on the outlook of the U.S. economy. Ford has reached a tentative agreement on a new four-year labor contract with the United Auto Workers Union. The automaker will add 12,000 new jobs under the new pact with the UAW. Ford also committed to invest $16 billion into its factories as part of the deal. Local union leaders will now have to meet in Detroit to vote on whether they'll recommend the deal to Ford's 41,000 union members. If it does, that will make Chrysler the only car maker of the Big Three that doesn't have a new labor contract. And shares of Deutsche Bank are falling after the bank warned it will miss its profit targets for the third quarter and full year. The bank says the Eurozone debt crisis has hurt trading volumes and revenues. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
A sage business knows costs don't control themselves.
Every dollar we spend on the business is an investment in the business. We just want to be investing wisely.
A sage business knows how to control costs by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for e-marketing and online payments.
We run our business on Sage because it gives us the insights we need to keep costs low and profits high.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook. Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Trade Winds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Vaught, good morning. 7:35 in the morning, October the 4th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Well, you know why I keep wanting to say it's October 4th?
I said that.
Well, I just wanted to say it again. Do you mind?
No.
With my voice.
Say it as much as you want.
54 degrees right now. Can you believe the drop in temperature?
I can.
And, of course, we're going to get to about 65 today. Chance of showers tomorrow, 100%. Forget about it. Wednesday. And Wednesday evening, it looks like we're going to get low. The temperatures are going to go around 43. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Now, where's the vroom? We were going to bring the coffee cup that went vroom.
Oh, yeah. I have a bunch of new Harley stuff now from the last. Ray Johns auctioned off all of his Harley stuff, which he had tons of, for the Barkin wine since he can no longer ride. So he donated that to raise money, and I bought some of it.
Well, you know, come one, come all, because, of course, we are so excited about Big Bike Weekend. That is the huge event that's happening this weekend in Reading. But what we're really excited about here is our guests and the fact that we're going to talk about it's a location change and all the good stuff that goes on. So we have Lori Kniper, who is from Holiday Inn, your director of sales.
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And Tom Maselli. Hi.
Hey. Good
and,
morning.
And we see your picture around, and I had to focus in on how you're with the real estate group, and of course this is where the run's going to start. But you've been associated with Big Bike Weekend for a long time. You're the guy with those cool Harleys.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Well. So is that your bike?
It is one of them.
Well, Big Bike Weekend starting this week. It starts really Thursday with it's been going on a little bit, but you have a mixer that's this Thursday. With
the
Reading Chamber of Commerce, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So let's talk a little bit about it. On Thursday, where do you want to start? Let's start with the mixer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the Chamber Mixer. You can get your tickets now on sale. They are $7 before the event, $10 at the door. So get those tickets early so you don't have to pay that extra money. And also, that's from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Thursday.
Okay. Yes.
That's right. And
that
have
kicks
food.
It off.
They've got like five different restaurants. They're providing food and taste and all this.
The Breda Main Hotel, the 808 Bistro, the Gaia Hotel. A lot of really neat folks and good food.
Great. All right. Now that's Thursday.
Yes.
And then Friday.
Friday. We have the real estate group Poker Run from 1 to 3.
Okay.
So we're going to go out and look at some homes and then ride back into town and get prepared for the remembrance ride that night.
So tell us what that looks like when you say that we're going to go look at some homes. You know, pretend I'm joining for the very first time, and listeners that are listening in have never done this before.
Okay.
Encourage me.
Encourage you.
Yeah, to join you.
So it's a very cool thing to ride your bike down to our office there on Mission Darrow on Hilltop and join us for this poke run to go look at some homes that we have listed for sale. Different experience,
yeah.
You know, instead of capturing in our car and driving you all around on a weekend, you're on your motorcycle just kind of free and air flowing through your face and just enjoying life.
What a great concept. I mean, how interesting. I mean, this is what you do, of course, the love of real estate. And
yes. And
here you get to incorporate that with the Big Bike Weekend. And, hey, let's do a run and look at real estate.
Exactly.
How much fun is that?
It's kind of motorcycling meets real estate. So there you go.
That's a great tie-in. All right. So that starts on Friday. And then you go from the run, the poker run, into the remembrance ride.
Correct.
So then we come from the real estate. If we're going to follow the map for the whole Thursday, Friday, then after the real estate run, then what we go to?
So the remembrance ride starts around 6 p.m. Friday night, and it's a really cool event. We'll have about 300 motorcycles rolling through town, and it's to honor the police officers and firefighters that lost their lives in the line of duty, and a great opportunity for spectators to see some really cool bikes. So
yeah,
this is
a great event. You see a lot of people lined up, and you just hear the roar of bikes going by for about 20 minutes. And
absolutely.
It's good. Now, what's the route going to be so people can get
You know, there? Believe it or not, I haven't seen the route. I know it's up and down Hilltop and Churn Creek and kind of outside of there.
Yeah, I know they've
kind of
changed it a little bit.
They've definitely changed the route so it can be more spectator-friendly, so that's great.
Yes, and I've heard they're going to release that route a little later in the week.
Okay, well, we'll get that on there. We'll talk about that. And then, okay, then after the Remembrance Ride, everybody comes back. Now, you know, the big thing is that everything's on Hilltop Drive.
That's huge.
Everything's on Hilltop. You know, you think about, well, you know, it used to be a convention center, and you had to kind of go into that one spot. Well, no. Now there's like 1,000 different places to park. You can go into you can go all up and down Hilltop. There you can see the vendors. There's some inside. There's some outside. You can walk across the street and grab something to eat. There's going to be food there, though, I assume. And then there's things like on Thursday night, Tobacco and Brew is having a big event at their place, a cigar event. And we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that right after the chamber mixer. But that's to also raise funds for the Wall of Remembrance there. Okay, so, but the big thing, it's on Hilltop. It's back on Hilltop where it was, and you can just see the ability for that to grow.
It was wonderful. It's so good to get everybody excited and get everybody back on board to bring it back over to Hilltop. You know, Joe Wong and everybody, Bert Meyer, my owner, really was instrumental in Ed Ruhlman getting it back over to Hilltop.
Excellent.
Drive. So we're excited.
Plus, you have
that.
All the vendors, and you know, Carl, I want to see the chap lady.
Yeah,
because I got a bunch of chaps. Oh yeah,
jewels, sunglasses.
There's some good bling, some good Harley bling.
Okay,
going on.
Then we're going to take a quick break here. If Bob's on the phone with like two or three different people here. Anyway, okay, we're going to keep talking.
So Saturday, what does Saturday look like?
What goes on Saturday? We have any music Friday night? Do we have anything going on Friday night?
We have music on the patio for the hotel, and I'm sure every venue will have something going on at their places.
There will be. I just want to understand. There will be a lot of music. There's going to be a lot of action. There's going to be a lot of people in and out of these places. This is going to be great. We're talking, good crowds and good times. And down at Big Bike Week. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:41 in the morning, October the 4th. We're talking Big Bike Weekend starting Thursday.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA SIPC.
Termites are the number one cause of structural damage to homes. They can go undetected for years. Level Extermination is your termite undertaker. Give them a call today or go online to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination only deals with termites. If you're a real estate agent that needs a pest inspection, a property manager needing a termite inspection, a general contractor needing a soil pretreatment, or a homeowner wanting a free termite inspection, give Level Extermination a call at 241-1598 or log on to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination can also assist you with questions about Section 1 and Section 2 requirements when you're buying or selling your home. Level Extermination offers annual termite control service. Level Extermination is locally owned, serving Shasta and Tehama counties. They even provide 24-hour emergency inspection services to meet escrow requirements. Call Dale Level at 241-1598 and recognize the difference. Level Extermination, your local termite professional. Call 241-1598 or get them online at termiteundertaker.com. Give Dale a call today, 241-1598.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Whip it.
Crack 740, that whip.
7:45 in the morning, October 4th. Carl Lindabot, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here, our guest, Tom Maselli and Lori Kniper from the Big Bike Weekend. And we're talking about, you know, the different events going on. But, you know, one thing that, you know, is always paramount when we run Big Bike Weekend or Quipple Nights or anything around here is safety. And the you know, and that is the bottom line, is, you know, making sure that the participants and people that are there just having a good time, that it's a safe environment. And trust me, after, you know, talking to you know, Sheriff Bisenko and other people, is that they are, you know, that's their bottom line. That's why, you know, people go, oh, gee, and we don't get to ride like this, we don't get to ride like that. Well, you know why? Hey, safety. So it's just, there's not going to be a change on that. You're going to see our local constabulary out there. Yeah, local police.
That's a big word.
Anyway,
ooh.
Okay, now we've done a Friday. Now Saturday is all-day events too, right?
All-day events. There's supposed to be over 50 vendors this year, which is going to be great. Fashion show, arm wrestling contest, Reading Police Department motor competition down at the Civic Auditorium. So a lot going on that day.
Yeah,
if you
Wall
haven't
of
seen
Honor.
That is really fabulous.
The police competition.
Oh, those guys are unbelievable.
Yeah. Precision.
Very much.
Wall
so.
Of Honor is going to be down at the Wall of Remembrance, I should say, is going to be down there at the Civic Center also.
We're so excited that is part of our Big Bike Weekend.
That's a big thing.
Yes, and we're so happy to honor the military and all of the people that serve our country. Yes. We are also doing the KISS Harley tribute bike will be there. It's just going to be in at the Holiday Inn for a few hours on Saturday from 10 to 2, but all of the proceeds from the photos that they'll take are going to the Wounded Warriors program.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so we're real excited about that. We hope everybody comes out to get their photo taken with the KISS bike.
All right, so is there, like, somebody dressed in KISS costume along with the bike?
You know, I know the bike's dressed up. I don't know about the KISS.
Wow.
About the person.
So,
Gene Simmons just got married. Maybe he's coming up here on his honeymoon to be riding the KISS bike. But let's not start that rumor. No. Gene Simmons is not riding the KISS bike with his new bride, Shannon Tweed, former star of B.
Former playmate.
Yeah, you just started a rumor.
That's okay. He finally, after all these years, so it's great. They did it.
You know. Okay. So and then Saturday night. When are the Fried Brothers coming? Where?
We're so excited. They're coming to the Holiday Inn on Saturday night. And there's the tickets are limited. So if you haven't bought your ticket, they are for sale at the Holiday Inn between 8 and 5.
Let me tell you, my friends, if you have not seen these guys,
their
job is to entertain at biker events.
They are.
And they are great. I don't know how long they've been around. I don't even know if it's the same guys. Who cares? When they come on the stage, they are there. It's like watching ZZ Top. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah. You know what? They've been playing the same music for 30 years, and everybody just loves it.
Yeah.
So,
get in the mood.
That night.
Get in the 9 o'clock.
Plus, there's like 1,000 other bands that are working in this area, too.
So, this is Redding and Northern California's version of Sturgis.
We want it to become a mini Sturgis up here. We want 100,000 people here every year.
Or
we
more.
Can handle 100,000 people right
or
up here.
Or more.
No, you can't, because what they do is they go all over. They'll be up to Mount Shasta. They'll come all, we'll go up to Ashland, but they'll be at Mount Shasta. They'll be as far south as Corning, because this becomes the hub of it. And then you can start seeing campgrounds grow during this time of the year.
Yes,
you know, we have the room for it. We've got the structure, and we've got the scenery and the places to ride all over up here. So I'm telling you, if we should grow this, we should be proud of this effort. This is a moneymaker for the city of Redding and the county of Shasta if they just let it happen.
All right. So now we know that it's moved back. It hasn't been on Hilltop since 2005.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
That feels like an ancient. Tons of time has gone by since it was on Hilltop. So now we're in a new era. Come back to start, yes, a brand new era with a Big Bike Weekend.
And I see the weather's supposed to be cooperating also, so that's huge. It'll make a big difference.
Now, are you, because you're a writer, Tom, you're going to write in all the events?
Oh, well, you know, the police conference. No, I'm just kidding. No, not all the events. A few.
Okay. All right. Yeah, super.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
Oh, I am sure. And again, with the music, like Carl was talking about, we know that we've heard that there's not only the fabulous band that you were talking about called...
The Fry Brothers.
The Fry Brothers.
Yeah.
I thought you said the Five Brothers, so the Fry Brothers.
Well,
I also called it
I also called it Shasta County. Shasta County, you know, and I thought, oh, I made a mistake. Then I thought, well, maybe not. You know, some of the things are happening. Oh, it'd be the Shasta. You know, we're going to try to get a fee paid here, Shasta County.
Poor guests are just like, oh, my, what did we get into? It's like beehive.
The big thing is Big Bike Weekend. You got to be, you know, this is big. This is not just Big Bike Weekend, but this is a good time for everybody. You can walk up and down the streets. What haven't you told us?
Free admission.
Yo!
Free admission.
Yes,
that's important.
Yes.
So it's great for not just motorcycle enthusiasts, but also for the families.
I tell you what, bring your camera, my friends, because people show up with bikes with buffalo heads on them and coyote tails, and some of them look like women. That's just, you know, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the different types of bikes.
Everything. We love that. Very colorful.
Some of the custom bikes that will be there will be like a work of art. They're just incredible to look at.
We're going to have several of them displayed around the hotel, so it'll be fun to have everybody come down and take a look at.
Yeah. Okay. And what is the official stance on thongs out there on Saturday?
I'm sure you're talking about flip-flops,
yeah,
right?
We're talking shoes here, right?
I don't know. Okay. What are we talking about?
I'm just wondering, you know.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay.
Oh. Well, Sturgis, you know,
okay. Here's these bad biker guys of a thong. Oh, no. Yeah. No, we can't do that.
The chaps have to have something under them.
There you go.
So we
have
that's
bottoms have to be covered, folks.
There you go. So, you know, that's an important thing people need to know.
Okay, well, you know what?
It's terrible that we have to say.
No, I mean, when people go think about Sturgis and the biker rallies, this is not commonplace, but you'll see, chaps.
You'll see chaps with a thong.
Yeah.
So they're, sure.
So they're bare bottom, but not everybody, but you'll see that walking down the street. So, you know, that's a good question. Why not? I mean,
I'm sure you'll not be able to do that here in Reno.
No, and I don't know if you can do that in Reno. So it's a worthy question. Yes, we have a clothing standard here in the Big Bike Weekend.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, we may be a bunch of bikers. We may be a bunch of bikers, but we're tasteful bikers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be family oriented. Also,
there you go. Yeah. Well, that's what you know, and it is. You can bring your kids out to this, and you can see a lot of great things, a lot of great vendors. I mean, I'm all excited about it.
Yeah, clothing, accessories, you name it, it's all going to be going on.
Well, we know how much we all love Cool April Nights, and every year, you know, that's another, you know, walking. You see so many people walking. People come from all over to watch that. That's what we're going to have this week, and it's going to be spectacular. So you want to get out there, you want to get your spot, and you're going to want to walk up and down Hilltop. And you're going to want to meet people and talk to people, and there's going to be great food, and it's going to be exciting, and basically all you have to pay for is your food or your drink, but it's free, so you can just take in a whole...
And if you get a VIP ticket, a lot of the stuff...
The VIP ticket is great.
$80, isn't it?
$85 if you have a rider.
$85, so that's $85 for two people, but that gets you into everything.
Everything.
The dancing, the Fry Brothers, everything for $85.
Wow.
The dinner...
Yeah, the VIP dinner after the member's ride
on
Friday night.
That's right. That's a big thing, and there's only a limited number of
them.
Today
is the cutoff for the VIP tickets.
300?
Yes.
Is the number?
No, 300.
Tickets.
You can only have 300 tickets, but they're only 85 now. They're less if you're just one person.
50.
It's 50 for one, $85 for two, but that gets you into everything. What a great deal. How do they get them?
They can come to the Holiday Inn, or they can get them off of PayPal on the internet. Either way, it doesn't matter. We'll take your money where we can.
Oh, man. That's,
all right.
That's hot.
Tom Maselli and Lynn Kniper were here to talk about Big Bike Weekend. Last thoughts? Did I screw that up?
Come on down.
Lori and Kniper.
Okay.
Oh, did I say that? Okay, Lori.
That's all right. Lori and Tom, Big Bike Weekend.
Now,
there we go.
You can get your tickets at?
You can get your tickets at the Holiday Inn between 8 and 5, or you can get them online at the website. They can have them there. Do you guys have them up at the real estate?
We do not at the moment.
Well, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Like still, you can, sorry. You can still get, no, these are the VIP tickets. Anything else
VIP
is free.
Tickets, I think, are cut off.
Right.
That is, I don't think you can buy VIP tickets anymore, but maybe if you got down really fast
have
today.
I have a question really fast about the, is there a t-shirt that represents the Beef Bag Weekend?
There is, and they are beautiful.
They
and
are
when
beautiful. Do they go on sale? When can we see those?
Thursday is registration right before the mixer. You can come pick one up, and you'll have your t-shirt.
There you go. Okay. This is going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be an awesome weekend.
Big Bike Weekend.
Fired up. Very excited. Oh, absolutely fired up.
Okay.
Everybody needs to come and join in the fun.
Okay, we got to take
all right, guys.
We got to take a break
Thank
here. Carl
you
and
so
the
much
boss.
For having us.
Thank you.
Free Fire Radio, 7:55 in the morning.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, October 9th.
As we bring you The Poe Toaster Not Cometh.
Inspired by true events, The Poe Toaster is a mysterious character who has placed a tribute on the grave of Edgar Allan Poe at midnight on January 19th every year since 1949.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery's State Farm Insurance.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR. We've only got a few minutes left. We ran a little bit over on that last one, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, Tobacco and Brew is in the Big Bike Week on Thursday night. They're going to be having a great cigar event to help to defraying expenses for the Wall of Remembrance, for the Wall of Honor that's going to be down at the Civic Center. That's going to be right after the mixer, so it starts, and it's donations, but then you get a free cigar. What can I say about Tobacco and Brew? Here they are helping the veterans, helping the community again. Joe and Shelley have set the standards for helping and assisting and supporting the veteran community here
in our
town.
Now, our chat room is really, you know, we love you guys, the chat pack. You guys have been engaging, and, of course, we really appreciated the other day at breakfast. So thank you so much for engaging with us every day. We still have an hour left.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a little bit with literacy, but then we're going to have a full half hour for talking about you know, things like the Obama administration pushing to allow people who don't get a job to sue the company. We're going to talk about Herb Kane and Rick Perry, but also Ron Paul. And is Obama really an underdog for 2012? And we're going to talk about Anwar al-Awlaki. Awlaki.
Okay, who's Anwar?
Anwar, the one that we tapped. He was the one that was born into Mexico, the American-born Al-Qaeda operative who spread terrorism and hate through the world. And he was one of the prime targets. And when he was taken out, there are some people saying is that he should not have been touched because he was an American. Carl and the Bot.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll be right back after Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. For months, Chris Christie's insisted he's not running for president.
No, not going to happen. I'm not running. I'm 100% certain I'm not going to run. I don't want to run. I don't feel like I'm ready.
But that hasn't stopped all the questions and speculation. So in a few hours, Christie might give a final no. New Jersey's Republican governor will hold a news conference on the campaign, and numerous reports say he will not run.
I don't believe a lot of people, especially conservatives, know a lot about his position on a lot of these issues.
That's Republican candidate Herman Cain, who keeps rising, now tied with Rick Perry for second in a new Washington Post GOP poll. Mitt Romney's the leader. The economic recovery is close to faltering. That's what the head of the Fed has just told Congress. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke tells lawmakers they must strike a delicate balance, avoid cutting spending too quickly, but also plot a course to reduce the national debt more than $1.5 trillion.
Accomplishing that goal would be a substantial step. However, more will be needed to achieve fiscal sustainability.
And besides voicing concern about the slowing economy, Bernanke has some encouraging news, saying the prices of oil and other commodities have either leveled off or come down from their highs. That means the risk of inflation are dropping, Dave.
And Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow's down 140 points earlier, though it was down more than 200. With no long-term budget in place, the House today is expected to vote to fund the government 6 more weeks. President Obama will go to Texas and again urge Congress to pass his jobs bill.
You know, nobody gets everything they want.
House Speaker John Boehner won't go along with any tax increases, and he wants the Democratic-controlled Senate to consider House bills that are aimed at boosting the economy. Days after the U.S. took out American-born al-Qaeda leader Anwar al-Awlaki, his Nigerian protege, about to go on trial for trying to blow up a flight to Detroit in Christmas 2009 with a bomb in his underwear, doesn't believe it, claiming in court at jury selection that Anwar is still alive, calling the U.S. a cancer. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
American Amanda Knox has been flying high, making her journey back home. No longer convicted of murder in Italy. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Very soon now, Amanda Knox boarding a flight from London to Seattle. Her family are with her on the flight from Rome. They changed seats regularly to chat with her, said an eyewitness aboard. Meanwhile, the murder victim's family say they are shocked by the outcome.
And thinking how a decision that was so certain 2 years ago has been so emphatically overturned now.
It's Lyle Kircher, the victim's brother. Prosecutors plan to appeal Amanda Knox's release, but it will be
at least a couple of more years before the Court of Cassation can reach a decision.
That's extradition lawyer Giovanna Fiorentino, Dave.
Alistair, Ford has worked out a new deal with its workers.
Ford says the new agreement with the union is about new jobs and investment in its factories.
Marty Malloy, vice president of labor at Ford, tells Fox News Radio that thousands of jobs are being added.
Of those, we've already announced in previous statements 7,000 positions, and it is another incremental 5,750 positions on top of the 7,000 that gets us to around over 12,000 jobs.
Many new hires will be at entry-level wage, which will cut the company's labor costs. Union members still have to vote on the agreement. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The medical situation in Afghanistan appears to be getting more dire. The Red Cross says access to medical care in some parts of the war-torn nation has reached a critically low point because of deteriorating security. Three American scientists are sharing the Nobel Prize for Physics. Brian Schmidt, Adam Reese, and Saul Perlmutter.
I was one of those kids who grew up always thinking that I wanted to know how the world worked. I mean, I assumed that everybody would need to know, why is it that, you know, we don't fall through the floor? What holds us up? What's, you know, how's it all fit together?
That's Perlmutter. They've all been honored for their research showing the universe is expanding at an accelerated rate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05, October the 4th. Good morning. It's a little rainy outside. We'll talk about that in a minute. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat pack, as so many have. I see on here, and Indy Guy and Coach Bob, Sharon and Sun Gold. Gosh, there's a whole bunch of y'all in there.
You're going to love our next segment coming up, because it is talking about literacy and how important it is, reading with children, how that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, how you grow your children. Yeah. And how that how much that influences the community and the future. We're going to talk about statistics. We have special guests, but before we go there,
yeah, that'll be after our break at 10 after. But until then, there's been some other things. You know, our new district here, our new congressional district, we're going to be District 1, it appears. There's going to be some changes in quarters going out. But Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who ran before, had just got an email from him saying that he is running on, going to be running again for the first congressional district. So we'll have Colonel Pete on here soon. See what his plans are. Some of the things we also talked about in the latest polls on the Republican side shows that of course Romney is still ahead, but Herman Cain. I think I said Herb Cain, but I meant Herman.
Herb Cain used to be a columnist.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, that's where.
Herb Cain, San Francisco years.
I can't read my writing anyway. Herman Cain is tied with Rick Perry as number two in this. And, you know, of course, that keeps changing. You know, we get a lot of people that's in the chat room and calls in that is really, really up though for Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is libertarian. Yeah, he believes in fixing the economy. One of the things that has gotten some notoriety, I guess, and people talking about is that the terrorist that was killed in a drone attack, Anwar al-Awlaki, who happened to have been born in New Mexico, so he was an American, but he joined al-Qaeda many years ago, and is a very effective in the social media side of al-Qaeda, and he became a spokesman for al-Qaeda, and he had declared war and a jihad against the American public and Americans in general, and was killed, as we know, a couple Fridays ago, on a drone attack. And some people are saying, is that how can you kill a native-born American, and you know, does that take away his constitutional rights? That's a question, and that was brought up by Ron Paul. You know, it seems that once you declare war and you join another cause, because I think this is what happens, you know, one way of losing your citizenship, if you join another country's army, military, and you can lose your citizenship at that point, because now you have sworn to defend that country and that country's constitution. So I believe that's one of the things that we were going through when we were learning about your citizenship and when you join the military, or other people are joining, you know, thinking about, oh, well, if you join this other, you know, military group, well, fine, but you lose your citizenship. Anyway, something to think about that way. And of course, the new jobs bill for President Obama. One part of it is, and it's really interesting, if you've been out of job for a while, and some people are saying, well, you know, it's harder to get a job after you've been out for a job for a while, that if that's the case and you believe you've been discriminated against, you can now sue the employer if he's got 15 or more employees for not giving you a job because you didn't have a job.
So is that something that, is that a bill that's been introduced, or is that something that's really passed? Is that on the books?
That's on Obama's, the Obama administration is on their jobless bill. This is, he wants to pass, he wants to ban discrimination against the jobless. But I don't know, how do you prove that? That you're not hiring somebody because they haven't had a job. I mean, you can, you know, if somebody walks in with a physical infirmity, or they're a certain sex, or they are a certain religion, or whatever, I mean, that's kind of easy to prove. But how can you prove you don't hire somebody because they haven't had a job?
Well, all of these subjects do tie in as far as us talking about with our guests that are coming up. But first, we're talking about the market, we're talking about what's happening politically, and we're talking about education, all the things that touch our lives. But first, before we take a break, let's go to Susan Eastman with the Wells Fargo Minute. What's happening in the market, Susan?
Good morning. The market is improving after the opening. The Dow fell as many as 260 points in the first 30 minutes of trading. It's currently down 80 points at 10,575. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1,097, and the Nasdaq Composite is positive 19 points at 2,356. A few active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange: Hewlett Packard's up 8 cents at 22.28. U.S. Bancorp is down 30 cents at 22.35 per share. And Bristol-Myers Squibb is down a penny at 31.48. A few local stocks of interest: AT&T is down 39 cents at 27.77. Target is positive $1.15 at 48.93. And Walmart's up a nickel at $52.01. Turning to commodities, gold is down $19.90 at $1,637.80 an ounce. Silver is down 75 cents at $30.04. And crude oil is down 92 cents, trading at $76.69 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. 54 degrees. KCNR 1460. 8:12 in the morning. We love it when you tune us in and turn us on. We are with you. Going to be high today of 65. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. All right. We have a couple guests in the studio this morning. I'd like to introduce the speakers. Kathy Cacciucci, who is the Public Health Program Manager, and Charlene Remont, who is the Public Health Program and Policy and Analyst. And this morning we're talking about reading literacy. We're going to talk about statistics. We're going to talk about, let's begin by saying, why is it so important to read to your child? Who wants to go first?
Great. I'll go first, Linda. Good morning. I just want to let your listeners know that early literacy is what children learn about reading and writing before they actually can read and write. So when children actually pretend to read or scribble on paper before they can write, those are emergent or early literacy skills. And the way that a parent can help their child is actually to build six literacy skills, which become the building blocks for later reading and writing. So they include vocabulary. So you need to really talk to your child. Print motivation, which is the enjoyment of books. So a parent can actually share books with their child before they can read. Print awareness. Narrative skills, which is telling a story. So you can ask your child about the story that you're reading to them. Letter knowledge, and also phonological awareness, which is the ability to hear and manipulate the smaller sounds in words. So those are our ways, that's early literacy skills, and that's what we're kind of here to talk about and why they're important.
All right, so Kathy, you were just talking, and what I think is interesting is that, okay, we talk about parents. A lot of times what we see in our society today, grandparents raising their grandchildren.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what happens is, we talked about this at an earlier show. I saw it at the Women's Fund, actually. It was very interesting about at which age you shouldn't really just let the TV, and I know all these really great children's programs, Sesame Street and all that stuff, but it's a different thing with the screen of a TV and the wiring of a child's mind than it is with the touching of a book, the smelling of the book, the intonation of the human voice into the ears and the sounds and the sights. And I think that's basically what you were just kind of saying.
Correct. When you actually put a child in front of a screen, it is not good for their brain development because you're not interacting with that child. So the interaction is really what matters. So when you're reading a book with a child, you're actually interacting with them. You're actually asking them questions maybe about the book. You're pointing out pictures. And their brains, a two-year-old's brain is about 85% developed, and a three-year-old's brain is about 90% developed. And so looking at a TV screen, you are not developing the neurons in their brains that you need to in order for them to actually become better readers later. It's a very, what would you call it, Charlene?
Well, you know,
it's not an interactive process.
I know that they've done studies where if a child watches Square Bob SpongePants or whatever his name is, that it slows their learning process,
yep,
as opposed to something where it's more of a cognitive type of program or you know, people working with them. The only thing it does is they sit there and they take it in, but it does nothing to build their little brains.
That's correct.
Right.
And so, which doesn't surprise me, is that as we get older, that their little brains have, you know, with some of the things that we watch and it's available to our children, that if we don't push this, I mean, we've got to push it at an early age, because the latest I saw on statistics shows is that our kids cannot read at the eighth grade level and they're graduating from high school.
That's correct.
That's exactly what we're here talking about today, talking about the idea of being ready for school through early literacy, through reading to your children, through interacting and playing.
Okay, so let's talk about why this is so important to Shasta County.
All right, well, a couple of years ago, a group of Shasta County citizens concerned with this issue came together to address the topic locally. And about a year ago, Kathy and I joined the group, and we're working together to raise awareness to increase the early literacy of our youngest citizens. And the reason it's so important is, and the reason that Kathy and I joined also about a year ago, is because literacy and educational attainment are very strongly linked with lifelong health. And here in Shasta County,
So literacy is linked to health. I mean, but that's been established for years. But we need to keep pounding on that. The smarter you are, the more literate you are, the healthier these people are going to be.
And the reason why is because they will achieve higher educational attainment. So the higher educational attainment that you achieve, the healthier you are all throughout your lifetime.
In other words, let me just say, if I can just kind of, you know, hammer this down.
Sure.
If you're educated, you're motivated. You don't lay around as much. You don't, or as lethargic. I mean, is there a tie there?
That's a piece of it. That's definitely a piece of it. But what's a stronger piece is that when you have a higher education, you typically have a lot more power in your career. You have a lot more control over the decisions that are made about you and what's happening in your job. And so power and control actually significantly influences our health more than even our behaviors.
Interesting. That's an interesting tie.
It is.
That's a study in itself. Wow. Okay, well, good. That was some rich information. So if kids are not doing well in kindergarten and third grade, what needs to be done?
Well, and I did want to share some of our local numbers because this is a really significant issue in our community. 6 out of 10 children in Shasta County who start kindergarten do not have those pre-reading skills. So that means they do not recognize numbers and sounds.
6 out of 10 in Shasta County.
6 out of 10, exactly. And, you know, if you're successful early in school, in your school life, early in kindergarten, first grade, you know, on the younger years, that's going to help you to be more successful in the future and then, like we were saying, increase your lifelong health. So, what are we doing about it? I guess that's what you're asking. And really, it's as simple as reading to your child 20 minutes a day. And sincerely, it really is a life changer for these kids.
Well, I can tell you, Carl's daughter and son-in-law, when we visit them, they are very, very religious with their children reading to them at night. And I was very impressed, the 2-year-old and 5-year-old. And the 2-year-old and the 5-year-old both have done very well in school. And they, as soon as they get in, it's like, wow, they know their ABCs. They can count to, I don't know what the number is.
Now they're 9 and 5 and started kindergarten, able to read and write, for the kindergartner. And the other one is in the top of her class. And it all starts with reading to them, like Linda said, every night. She read to them. We know people that are reading to their granddaughters an hour a night.
In
their cribs. I mean, they're like, they can't hold their heads up, and they're doing it already. So that is a big plus. But we've got to take a break. That's the other big plus we have to do right now.
we're talking about literacy here and how it's affecting us in the North State. Let's take a break here. KCNR 1460.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. We're talking to Charlene Ramont, who is the Public Health Program and Policy Analyst, and Kathy Kakiuchi, who is a Public Health Program Manager of a programs that we're trying to share with you here in the North State. There's something that's happening here. We're talking about 6 out of 10 children in Shasta County by the time they reach kindergarten, aren't really up to standards in how to read.
Correct.
Was that the statistic?
Yes.
Okay, so what are you guys? Okay, you're sharing statistics with us, problems. Let's talk about how to solve them and what program you guys are working on we can be involved in.
Great. So we are here representing the Shasta Early Literacy Project, and what the project would like to do is ask everyone in Shasta County to begin reading to their children on a daily basis. And it doesn't have to be your very own children. It can be your nieces and nephews. It can be your grandkids, your neighbor's child. But if everyone gets together and reads to kids on a regular basis, it's really going to help with the success of our kids. So we're initiating a community-wide campaign, and it's entitled Take 10, and it encourages adults to read to children in their lives a minimum of 10 minutes a day. So we know that 20 minutes is the ideal. 20 minutes is the standard that we should all reach towards. But 20 minutes is really hard for some families to get. And so we'd like everyone to start off with 10 minutes a day.
All right. So I know that we were talking to what it is to be a single mom and how hard it is. I mean, you're working. You have to come home. I mean, you've got dishes and food. And, it just seems like the day. I can understand the squeezing of time. How you can incorporate, it's like a workout, how you incorporate, you think about you're working your child's brain out, so, or working to massage the brain of your child. So what would you say, 10 minutes at the end of the day?
You know, actually 10 minutes any time during the day would work. So if you're going to the grocery store and your child's in the cart, you can actually put a book in the cart to keep them busy and they can flip through it. Even though you're not reading, you're actually introducing books to your child. When you go to the doctor's office and you're sitting there, you can actually take a book and read to your child at the doctor's office. Any time that you have a little bit of downtime, just keep a book in your car and read to your child. Not only does it keep your child busy, but it also builds a relationship with you and the child.
Okay, I tell you, we've got a phone caller on.
For you.
Sheriff Tom Basenko's got a question here.
Well, not necessarily a question, but they are definitely on point with the literacy. Many studies have shown that the higher education you have, the less likely you are to be involved in criminal activity. And surprisingly, or maybe not, that many of the people in our jails and prison have very limited literacy skills. So getting those skills early on is important. And then some of the schools have, if you don't have kids, you can actually go to the schools and read to students as well to help them out. So this is a great topic.
Well, it is. You know, literacy, it's a proven fact that the more literate a society is, the more advanced, the less problems you have, the higher economic status. You know, it's appalling to see in certain cities, and let's just say Detroit, because that's the latest one I saw, has a dropout rate of something like 78% for their students. I mean, how can any society move forward with a bunch of illiterates and, you know, that they have to take care of?
And even in our jail, we have classes through Anderson Union High School District to where the adults in custody can work towards their GED or a high school diploma. And I know that Juvenile Hall offers classes for the youth that are incarcerated there so they can continue their education and literacy as well.
Well, in the military, you've got to have a high school degree to even to enlist. And there's two reasons for that. One, you know, one, you've got to be able to understand what's going on and read about it. But the second thing is, means you finish something too. And finish,
right.
And that's a big thing, finishing high school. And so that's, you know, it's a big sign. But starting them out early is a way to get them through high school.
Absolutely. And thanks for promoting literacy, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks for the phone call there,
okay,
Sheriff.
We just have a few minutes left. Let's have some closing thoughts. And
how they can get a hold of you.
Right.
All.
Okay.
What's going on? Tell us what it's up.
The Take 10 campaign that we're launching is actually being launched on October 10th. That's 10-10 at 10 a.m. And we'd like to encourage everyone in the community, if you're with a child at that time, stop what you're doing and read for at least 10 minutes. And, Linda, I really appreciate that you linked it to kind of exercising your brain, because what we were thinking is, you know, like I was saying earlier, the ideal is 20 minutes. So if you can fit in 5 minutes now and 5 minutes later, then you've got your 10 minutes for this Take 10 campaign. And we're also sending a minimum of 100 readers to various locations throughout the county, including preschools and many local clinics and local libraries. And all the locations are going to be listed on the Record Searchlight on Sunday, October 9th, and also on our Facebook page, and that's Take 10 Shasta. So one additional exciting piece is that the children from non-school locations will receive a free book at the event to take home.
Fabulous.
Great. You know what? This is super.
And this is great, you guys. Kathy, thank you so much, Charlene and Kathy. We have about 20 seconds. Anything else?
I think I just want to encourage the parents that you don't have to do it right. You just have to do it. So it doesn't have to be perfect. Just start where you are, and even picture books or any type of books are good.
You show them the pictures too, right?
Yes, show them the pictures too.
Point at it.
Okay, that's correct. Point
at
it.
Kind of
like I do for you and go, honey, look at this.
Yeah,
interact.
There you go.
And it brings us together.
Exactly. It's a relationship building with your child. That's what you want.
We really applaud you. You know, we really applaud what you're doing, and we are so strongly behind it, because if you teach a child to read early, we're not going to have a lot of these problems. And listen to the sheriff. Listen to a man that sees illiterates every day in the jails because people didn't have enough time 20 years ago or 16 years ago
or
15
years ago.
Right. It didn't take the time. We can always take the time and not make excuses.
Or they weren't. Yes.
So this is great. 1010. Is there a phone number quickly?
225-3744.
There you go. Thanks so much, ladies, for joining us. Hey, when we come back, there's a... The chat room's on fire. We're going to talk about, can you hunt down a terrorist?
I'm going to have open line, too. So you
can
guys,
you hunt down a terrorist who used to be a citizen of the U.S., or was he still a citizen? Carl Lindebach.
KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
It is clear that overall, the recovery from the crisis has been much less robust than we had hoped.
And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says the hole we're in was even deeper than they'd thought, blaming the slow recovery largely on the housing market and uncertainty in Europe. He says Congress should not cut a lot of spending in this weak economy, but that it should cut a lot eventually. On Wall Street right now, reaction Dow down 127. That's better than it had been. Ford Motor Company agrees on a new four-year deal with the United Auto Workers Union.
The tentative agreement is based on our commitment to add 12,000 jobs into the United States.
Ford Vice President John Fleming says most of those jobs will be entry level and cut the company's labor costs. Union members are expected to vote on the deal next week. A truck bomb kills at least 70 people in Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. The explosion in front of the education ministry there. Fox News. We report, you decide.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR1460 here, and welcome all you beautiful chat packers. 54 degrees here, 834 on the 4th of October. We're looking at a slight chance of rain today, highs of around 64, and boy, Carl is on fire, and so are you. So the next 25 minutes of our program is a wide open for discussion.
Okay, now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black give great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. That's right. And Man's Last Stronghold. Okay, let's get into this. You know, we were talking about Al Malaki, or Al Malaki, the Alawaki, who was killed by a drone attack. And now the question is, and Ron Paul brought it up, and as have many people in our chat room, so bring it on here, people, that they believe, some of the people believe, is because he was a U.S. citizen, what Obama did was he did away with the Bill of Rights by prosecuting him, by killing him without giving him his due process in court. My contention is, join another military and take their oath of citizenship or oath of joining another military, which Al-Qaeda claims it is. Al-Qaeda claims it is a military organization at war with us. The day you do that, you lose your citizenship because now you have sworn to defend and protect that country, that organization. If that's the case, you are no longer an American citizen. And if that case, we can hunt you down, kick in your door, and shoot you. If you've declared war in the United States, that's what I believe. Now, that may be a little bit strong for some people, but that's just the way it is. Okay, Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. You know, when I call, I still get the butterflies really bad in my stomach.
Oh.
Because, you know, this calling bit just makes me so nervous.
You do great at it,
Sharon. What's on your mind?
What's going on?
Well, that's as a community station, and I feel I'm among family here. That is what was on my mind right then. Because it's like, wow, I'm not taking notes, and I'm going to talk about a very important subject. I really like Ron Paul, as you guys know.
Absolutely.
And this whole thing about these guys, these two so-called U.S. citizens going over there getting shot, whether they lost their citizenship because of some government and military agreement or laws, I don't know. But I think whether Ron Paul really brought this up, I don't know that either. I'm wondering who really brought it up. But his stance is not should they have been killed so much, but their citizenship. Well, my concern is, and I think his ultimate concern is, the change of the word citizenship, the change of government. We have such an influx of beliefs and little pockets of governments from foreign countries sitting here in this country. And we have people's citizenship at question. Who is a citizenship? Do you have to prove it? You know, what do you get, citizenship or not? These words, the definition of them are being changed before our very eyes, being questioned. This is just an example of us losing more power, more freedom of our individual choice. And what if I wanted to stand up for the voice and the freedom of speech somewhere, and I saw it being taken away, and they decided, oh, maybe I'm with a Tea Party. Oh, well, that Tea Party has people from, you know, France, and or, well, I don't want to say anything. I don't know. It's a stretch, I know, but it's, I feel like it's coming to a town near you, and I think it's time we stop and look at what the government is doing, where it's going. We've got to retain our constitutional rights. That is what Ron Paul's concern is.
Well, you know what, Sharon, I can't agree with you more. I think that we are being nibbled away at, where the camel has got its nose in the tent. And you're right, we have to look at what's going on. You know, if you look at the, you know, the National Security Act and all this, or the Patriot Act, how much of our rights were taken away then? Who actually listens to us every day? You know, we talk about Yahoo following us around, or Google, which one it is, follows us around, you know, via the internet. What about the government and phone calls? How many phone calls and internet emails that go out that are being watched by the government? My concern is just like yours.
And where you drive.
That's right. Well, you're right. OnStar was following you around if you had ever had OnStar. And they were still
liking
you.
Yeah, but you've got to have money first, because you have to be able to afford one of those cars.
Well, you know what? You can put trackers everywhere. It's like, you know, when I see things that if they want to know. And let me put it this way. Do you actually believe if the government really wanted to know where you're at, that they couldn't find you and follow you?
They really, really could.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Someone in the chat room had earlier mentioned something about, I think it was maybe today, about them, the government being able to control, you know, what we eat, be able to say what we eat. Well, the Obama, this health care thing, you know that I've researched that, very, you know, pretty well. I've read a lot of it. And they literally are making these committees that will be in charge if they want to, depending on what your medical history is and what your ailments are, come into your house and look through your cupboards and refrigerator and tell you what you can and cannot eat. Yes, it's getting that bad. It's not funny. It's real.
It is
amazing. I can't believe it.
I don't know if they have a. I don't know if they can come in and look at your refrigerator. But here's one thing you've
not
got
yet,
to look
Carl,
at.
Not yet, Carl. But yeah. They will be able to.
If you take the government insurance. Then the government insurance, the government can tell you, well, then you can eat these things. You are overweight, you're underweight. They can start saying things because they now control your health care. And if you don't think that that's not scary, and people say, oh, that won't happen. Well, look where we are now and where we were 20 years ago as far as government intrusion into your life. The government making, you know, actually having a city say that you can no longer circumcise your son.
Oh,
and,
please.
And having it become a state law that allows circumcision, give me a break. Where have we gone to?
Yes, Carl, and the one thing is circumcision goes back to the biblical days, and we fight about the Constitution and the creation of this country based on just general Christian basics.
Yeah.
We fight about that, and yet we have that, something so personal as that.
Yeah.
And anyway, back to the subject.
Okay.
And this whole thing about Ron Paul being the instigator of all of this.
No.
I think if you listen to his videos, listen to his speeches, read what he writes, he is just for the individual freedom and the basic Constitution. Get us back. That's what this is all about. It's not about, is the guy a citizen because the army killed him or whatever.
Okay. All right. Sharon, you did a great job. Don't ever hesitate to call in. And we got to take a break. And we got John waiting up. John's in the queue waiting to roll in.
You guys are in trouble today.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. We'll talk about that one, too. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:45 in the morning. Carl on the Bot, October the 4th. Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They are supporters of the veteran community. They are supporters of our community, Joe and Shelley. They're having a big thing on Thursday night down there. Go on down, see what's going on. Support the Veterans Wall and the Wall of Remembrance during the Big Bike Mixer Thursday night. Just walk across the street from Holiday Inn and go right to Tobacco and Brew. All right.
I have a couple tickets here. Okay, do we want to go to the phones first? I mean,
we got people on the phone been waiting here.
All right.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, John. And
how
are
John,
you?
Hi, John. I'm here too. Well, hi.
Good, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
I'm sorry. I'm used to you being on assignment, darling.
Well, oh, that's not true.
I'm
Oh, that was okay. Just okay.
It was a good
say
thing.
Say goodnight. Say goodbye.
Okay, let's take a breath here, Carl.
All right.
I want to thank you for what you said, because when you were talking to Sharon, you actually made my points. I could just hang up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, hey, bad chance of that happening.
They had a thing called the Quadripartite Agreement, and they defined the areas of control for the United States, France, England, and Russia. Joe Stalin was in charge of Russia at this time, and as soon as he got the territories that he was responsible for controlling, he sent out death squads that eliminated dissidents. This was in East Berlin, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, all sorts of places. And when he got through there, he turned on his own country and started eliminating dissidents that were against what he was doing. And they called them purges. And they went into various communities and just started wiping people out. No due process, no nothing. They just
right.
got rid of them because they were dissidents.
Right. They were unarmed dissidents.
They were citizen unarmed dissidents.
Right.
Now, we have protected our citizenry from having a king or a dictator or anything else by having an elected president, and we cannot let this constitutional situation break down because of one person, because if we do, then they win. You said if he was sworn to uphold the Al-Qaeda laws and was at war with us, we don't know that, and that's why due process is essential. We can't just have the president determine, or even his advisors.
Well, what about his own statements, al-Maliki's own statements, that he was declared a jihad on the United States?
He did declare a jihad on the United States, and at that point, he's declared war. We know how ill-defined that really is, Carl.
Do you really believe that he did not plot the bombing and he didn't have...
No, I don't.
Okay, well, then
that.
As soon as you believe that, as soon as any... And this, let's use that as a level mark.
Carl,
as soon as any sane man believes that...
It doesn't matter what I believe or even what you believe.
He pronounced it.
It matters that we believe in the Constitution of the United States.
Well, you know.
And we do.
The Constitution also makes it real clear is that when you go back and you take an oath of office and you do that, an oath to another group that will fight against the United States, you lose your citizenship.
You ever seen that oath?
Which one? The Al-Qaeda oath?
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen...
I don't know. Maybe they kill a goat. I don't know. But
I've never seen a wacky, whether he did or didn't. And I, you know what? The fact that the bastard... The fact that he got shot...
I think that word can get through.
No,
no, we're okay. We're okay. You didn't get it all the way out.
Okay, good. Got shot and killed doesn't bother me a bit. As a matter of fact, you know me. I personally assassinated myself. And again, I want to make a strong point about that. I have no issue whatsoever with the military that carried out that order.
I know.
I have
it's
a problem
the fact
with them making the order.
Right. I understand. Okay, John. We've got other people lined up too.
Okay,
buddy. But you know what? I understand what you're saying is that once you take the first step, once you start that big step over, you know, when do you stop it? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, John.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Jennifer, you're on KCNR. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I was calling about the issue of what Ron Paul said about the guy who was killed in Afghanistan with the missile strike.
Right.
And I just have to say that I agree with Ron Paul about a lot of things. I know this is probably going to make Ron Paul supporters after this really upset, but I think a lot of times when it comes to Al-Qaeda and things like that, he walks the line of treason with his mouth. And I'm not saying he's treasonous. I'm saying he walks that line because he's giving comfort and aid to our enemies. And whether he likes it or not, whether he thinks it's our fault or not, Al-Qaeda is our enemy. They have taken up arms. They have attacked our country's innocence and attempted to destroy us. So anyone, American or not, that joins their cause, an enemy of this country, and they're committing treason by doing so.
I think that you're absolutely right. If you are a citizen of this country, you join Al-Qaeda, you know what Al-Qaeda is, you know that they have attacked this country. At that point, they have lost their citizenship, and they can be pursued and persecuted, or not persecuted, but prosecuted as you would any other military enemy that's attacking our country.
Yes, that man, the moment he joined with Al-Qaeda, he gave up all of his rights as a citizen and became an enemy of this country. And I do not agree that we should be prosecuting anyone who is part of Al-Qaeda, whether they started out as a citizen of this country or not. They're done. They're an enemy of this country. They have put on the uniform of another country. They have sworn to destroy a country that they formerly had their citizenship with. They're not part of us anymore.
You're right. They're not. They are the enemy.
And for Ron Paul to say the things that he does gives aid and comfort to that enemy. And I think that's extremely wrong. And I stand against him in those things.
Okay. Well, you know, I have not heard him say that exactly. I see your point. What you're saying, if he says those things, that. It's giving, you know, support. I don't think that Ron Paul supports for a second Al-Qaeda.
I
know you don't, too. Yeah.
Yeah, he does not support Al-Qaeda. But his words in standing against what this country does in attempting to destroy our enemies gives them more ammunition, so to speak, more propaganda to work with. And they don't even have to edit him.
And you know, you're right. And you know what? Thank you, Jennifer, so much for calling. We've got to take a break here. And you know what? And you got that little baby right under control.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, that was. I don't know how you did that while you're talking, but okay.
That's good. Super mom. All right. Stay active.
Yeah, and thanks for calling, Jennifer, and keep up the fight here. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We got people on the line. As soon as we get back from the break, we'll bring them on. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning. And this is Free Fire Radio.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:53 in the morning, October the 4th. You've got a couple things to give
I've
away.
Got it. Well, I do.
Then we'll get to the phones right
okay,
after that.
It's really, I love the fact that we've got a way in. And, of course, Jennifer calling. That was just really cool. And, you know, future of America, holding a baby in her arms. And we've had really great things that we've talked about this morning. I'm holding two tickets for Politics in the Park, folks. It is going to be a tri-tip and chicken dinner. And this is this Saturday. It's down in Anderson River Park, and I'm sure it's, I think it's the Republican Party's Politics in the Park. So you're
that's
a bunch of speakers.
I think Pasinko's going to be there. They're going to have Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. There's going to be a lot of people there. $25 tickets. We got two of them.
That's right. Give us a call here, 605-4567. The time, of course, it's October 8th, and I've got to find out what time it is. Anyway, so give us a call on that. Rich. Meanwhile, we have a call.
We lost Rich. We'll see if we can get him to call back.
Okay, Rich, you want to call back? This is about the disabled veterans. There was a meeting tomorrow, I think. I'm not going to say anything more about that. However, they had an announcement to make about that. Okay, let's go on back. Let's just follow. Let's just kind of finish up here today. We got like about 5 or 6 minutes. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Gary Cadd after the city council meeting. Let's talk about that city council meeting tonight. They're going to be, the part about Supervisor Hawes getting grazing rights out there at Stillwater has been taken off the docket, from what I understand. I was told that by a member of the city council yesterday Councilman Dickinson has taken that off, said, hey, we need to look at this before we vote on it, which is a great idea because you don't want to make it look like there's any collusion there, but the supervisor getting a handshake and a sweetheart deal, which I'm sure that's not. Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. Line one is Rich. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rich. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine. What's up?
Not much down here in Sacramento. Great to be on your show. What can we do for you?
Okay. Well, you called us.
Well, I guess we were gonna chat a little bit about the meeting we were gonna have this week there in the Reading area for the Small Business Development Center and our rolling chapter meeting for
right.
disabled veterans.
There we go.
Unfortunately, you know, we had a little response for that, which isn't that odd because our disabled veteran businesses are so spread out in the Northern California area. So they had to cancel that event, but we're going to reschedule it. We do these events to bring together disabled veteran businesses and disabled veterans that may want to go into business so we can help them rehabilitate and start their productive lives back in their local
okay,
community.
Okay, we absolutely support this. So do you know when the next one's going to be?
We don't. We're working on setting it up probably in the January area, but we do have one on 8 November that will be in the Humboldt Eureka area
okay.
that will go. We know that one's scheduled now and will go, and we'll get you information out so that we can get that out to your listeners as well.
Sure. Now, here's what, you know, and we've got your phone number here and you have ours. As we get closer, we'll put a PSA out so we can get more and more people into this.
Good, good. We'd be happy to do that. And we'd like as much participation as we can get. We understand that they're, you know, disabled veterans, have some issues, but they really have a timeline that they have to catch up on after doing heroic service to the country. And that's what we try to assist.
Okay. Well, you know what? We really appreciate that. And like I said, that's going to be in January. It's just a couple months off. And let's start pushing this a couple months off so people can start planning on it and we can get people there.
Okay. The Eureka event will be in November, November 8th.
Okay.
Keep you up.
If you, Diane will give you a call and we'll see what we can do to put that on our calendar of events for our veterans.
Thanks for calling calling into KCNR.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, of course, our chat room is just alive and well this morning. We love you guys, the Chat Packers. And, of course, you can. Okay.
There you go. That's what I've been looking for. That was William Wallace at the end when he yelled, "Freedom!"
That was,
and it is.
After I went
true.
To the trouble of looking that up, I figured I better play it.
We better play it. You know, okay, now, like I said, and tonight also at the city council, they're taking that part off about Hawes. The Board of Supervisors is meeting in like 8 minutes, my friends, and they're going to be talking Churn Creek Bottom. Are they going to change their vote? Are they going to rezone the property down there? What's going to happen? You know, that's going to be an exciting time. We should get somebody to call in on that one. Hop down there to the Board of Supervisors right at 9 o'clock and see what they're doing. Then tonight, the veterans and the Veterans Museum is going to officially ask the city council to rezone their property so they can have a museum that's there for a year, continue to be there and use the property across that the city gave to them for the Veterans Museum, and so they can have it there. You know, I don't understand what the problem is with this. And the other part, too, of course, is the cost that it's going to be to have that rezone. I think it's something like $10,000. You might want to ask about that. Check out Time Under the Helmet and Reading.com. I've got a little more information on it right there. But that's going to be tonight at 6 p.m. at the City Council. You might want to go down there and check that out also. Gary Cadd tomorrow. We're going to have Rob Burrows in from the Northern California Veterans Museum.
We're going to be talking about health care reform. And
That's right.
We have special guests on. And, of course, we're going to have time for you to call in and tell us what is in your craw.
There you go. Okay, my friends. It's a good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding. From dragging me down.